Round two. In this next round, we're going to do some tapping on the idea that the debt feels huge and overwhelming. Often when I ask people to tune into their debt, they have a feeling or a thought about it or a visualization of it being this large, huge, dark, overwhelming mountain. I hear all sorts of imagery, and it seems much bigger than them, insurmountable. I want you to say out loud, this debt feels huge and overwhelming. Close your eyes for a minute and see if you can bring up a picture of what your debt would look like as a metaphor in your life. How big is it? How dark is it? How scary is it? What does it look like? Some people will call it, like I said, a mountain. Some people will see it as a closet. Some people will see it as a dark cloud. So any imagery you can come up with, write that down. Notice on a scale of 1 to 10 how big the imagery is and how true the statement feels. This debt feels huge and overwhelming. Starting again on the karate chop point, even though I have this huge debt and it feels overwhelming and I'm worried about it all the time, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though this debt feels huge, and I really should worry about it, I accept all my feelings about this debt. Even though I have this huge debt and it feels impossible, I profoundly love and accept myself. Eyebrow point, this huge debt. Side of the eye, thinking about it. Under the eye, worrying about it. Under the nose, it feels so overwhelming. Chin point, it makes sense to worry about it. Collarbone point, and I'm worrying all day. Under the arm, and sometimes I'm worrying all night. Top of the head, I worry so much. Eyebrow point, it's so large. Side of the eye, it's looming over me. Under the eye, it's bigger than I am. Under the nose, it's impossible for me to reduce. Chin point, it's dark, huge, and scary. Collarbone point, it's bigger than me. Underarm, it's just too large. Top of the head, I can never overcome this. Eyebrow point, I don't want to think about it or deal with it. Side of the eye, who would want to deal with this? Under the eye, I'd rather just think about my goal. Under the nose, worrying about this debt is draining me. Collarbone point, thinking about this debt is wearing me down. Under the arm, worrying and thinking about debt. Top of the head, I wish I could just get a break from worrying about it. And take a nice deep breath. Repicture the visual that you came up with for the debt. It should seem smaller, lighter, a little more manageable. Some people will see that the mountain is much smaller and it seems a little bit smaller than them. Go back to your numbers and really take a look at where you are now. Re-rate how you feel about the debt, the racing thoughts about it, and how big or overwhelming it looks in your imagination. And keep repeating this round until your feelings really measure down below a two. Now we'll move on to the power reframe. And now that your levels have come down from being overwhelmed by the debt, we can do some positives. We're going to do a lot on the karate chop point this time. Karate chop point again. Even though I have this huge debt, and it seems like I should worry about it, and think about it, and agonize over it, because it would be crazy not to. It would be irresponsible not to. The truth is, it really only takes minutes per day to actually deal with my debt. I now choose to focus my powerful thoughts and subconscious mind on earning, keeping, and investing my money. I love knowing how hard my money is working for me. I love tracking the growth of my savings every day. This feels better. Eyebrow point, all of this debt. Side of the eye, I've spent so much time worrying about it. Under the eye, but it really only takes minutes per day. Under the nose, to actually deal with it. Chin point, I'm choosing now a better focus. Collarbone point, I'm choosing now to focus my powerful thoughts and subconscious mind under the arm on earning, keeping, and investing my money. Top of the head, I love knowing that my money is working for me now. Eyebrow point. Why shouldn't it? I've worked hard for my money. Side of the eye. Isn't it about time it worked hard for me? Under the eye. This is the payoff. Under the nose. This is the payoff of earning, keeping, and investing my money. Chin point, I love tracking the growth of my net worth every day. Collarbone point, I love watching my net worth grow. Under the arm, this is the payoff. Top of the head, I love watching it grow easily. Take a nice deep breath. And again, notice how it feels after doing this round. If there's thoughts coming into your head, what we're recognizing here is that once we start to take care of our debt in an efficient way, the best advice that comes in all of the finance books, especially law of attraction wise, is set your debt up so that it happens automatically or takes very little bit of your time to deal with. So most of your powerful energy and creativity is focused on your goal and on earning, keeping, and investing your money. That's where we want all of your focus on so that as you go into the future that you're creating is earning, keeping, and investing your money as opposed to focusing more on debt and creating more of that in the future.